All right. Good morning again, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glory to God.
You know, I love these classes. You see,
amen.
You get a perspective you don't always get when you just read by yourself.
Amen.
And
Jesus,
it's helpful. You know, the wisdom that God has for us is here, and we run into similar situations throughout our lives. But the Lord is always there to guide us.
Yes, He is.
And like Mary said, when you're frustrated, you don't receive the same.
That's
so
true.
When I run into a problem that would aggravate me or something, I just calm down and I ask the Lord my concern and just receive what He say. Mm-hmm. And then He, the correction's there. You can keep going.
And Brother Thurston, what I have to do sometimes just start praying in tongues to
kind
of. Reroute myself.
Yeah. Last week we verse 4 stood out the most in chapter 2.
2 and yeah. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When Boaz said, verse 5, he said, "Whose damsel is this?" She got Boaz's attention because mm-hmm. of her character, mm-hmm. the way she was. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Mm-hmm. And when that's the case, when you love God and you're looking unto Him, when the right opportunities come, you can make faithful choices. When Naomi decided to come back to Jerusalem, she was set to go with her because she had already made a decision.
Mm-hmm. That's when she became Ruth, Brother Horton.
Yeah.
Yes. I always bring that up.
That's when she became Ruth.
That's mm-hmm. when she really became Ruth, when she made those decisions.
That's right.
You know?
Uh-huh. That's right.
In other words, she was just Ruth by name, but when she became
that's right.
real Ruth.
That mm-hmm. is correct.
When she yep. made that decision.
And I wrote a poem one time, the Lord gave it to me. He said, the part that really puzzled me, it got my attention. He said, you're only blessed when you make the best decision. And, I just ponder that, you know. And when you make these kind of decisions, you're most blessed.
Amen.
When Orpah decided to go back, but she was set to go.
The difference in her and Oprah, she wanted Naomi's God. She wanted God.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, the other daughter-in-law, she didn't want God. She wanted Naomi, but she didn't want God.
That is true.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When you want God, you're going all the way.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it's easier for the Holy Spirit to relate to you. You know, when your heart is set to do God's perfect will, when you're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
Ooh,
when you,
that's mine.
In your whole, He said your whole body's full of light.
Amen.
God wants to be chosen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get married, you want to marry somebody that will choose you for you.
Amen.
Well, God wants to be chosen too.
Amen.
For who He is.
Mm.
Not just because He's great, for what He can do for us, but He wants to be chosen. That's why, and Jesus said He's looking for people who worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen. He's looking.
This is what the Lord is looking for. So when that's the case, then it becomes easy for the Holy Spirit to guide you where you're supposed to go, and use you when you get there.
God is Holy Spirit.
When He said, "When if your eye be single, your whole body's full of light."
Mm-hmm.
If Adam would have ate off the tree of life and rejected the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the only way he could have done that is if his eye was single. If he had done that, his eye was single. But when something else becomes important,
you know, when he got double vision, when they looked at it, he said, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
This looked good. This looked good. It didn't look harmful. Mm-hmm. They couldn't see the harm. They said when they looked at it, they saw that it was good to mm-hmm. to eat. The first, like he said, the eyes,
mm-hmm.
the eye contact.
Yeah, and it changes everything.
Single.
That changes everything.
Amen.
And when, if you can be distracted from God, it will change everything. The way you receive, the way you receive information, the way you process it, the way you judge, the way you, your influence changes, everything changes. But when your eye is single, now you're in one accord, you're in agreement, and then you can walk together in communion. So when this, she was outstanding in her behavior, to the point that he said, "Whose damsel is this?" All right, verse 6, "And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, 'It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab.' And she said, 'I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves.' So she came and has continued even from the morning until now that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz to Ruth, 'Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens.'"
By my young maiden.
Yeah. Yep.
My young maiden.
Yeah.
In verse 9, "Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" Now, to her, she was just doing the right thing. She didn't expect any favoritism, any special treatment. She didn't even know that it was the way she didn't have a revelation of how she appeared to Boaz or anybody. She was just doing the right thing because it was the right thing.
That was what was in her heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was following what was in her heart. She wasn't doing it because she knew about Boaz. She knew, you know, some people do things because they know about certain things. Mm. But she was doing it because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
She wanted.
She loved and honored God. Now, every time you conduct yourself because your eyes single and you love God and you're just doing what's right because it's right, you change everything. A healing process has begun in you from the moment you first believed on Jesus, when you first got saved. A healing process has started, and it started within. When your eyes single, it's continuing. Then it affects the way you judge and process information, the way your influence, your advice, all of it's based on that single eye. You set out to do good because that's what Jesus did. You do what Jesus said because that's what Jesus said to do. Amen. To you, you're just doing what's normal. You're doing the right thing because it's the right thing. But you're introducing heaven on earth. You're introducing the heart of God's will to others.
Jesus.
And everybody that behold you, you're starting a healing process in them. They see the difference between darkness and light, light and darkness.
Amen.
And it's outstanding. And that's how it was for Boaz when he said, "Whose damsel is this?"
Uh-huh.
In verse 10, it didn't seem like, you know, that seemed like just the thing to do to her. She wondered, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? She didn't expect royal treatment.
That she was a foreigner.
Yeah.
But what she didn't know that he was used to his mama was a foreigner. His mama.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
So he Boaz took an interest in it where nobody else would have, because
yeah.
She had another kin, because Naomi had another kinsman that was close. Redeemed, but he didn't want nothing to do with a Gentile woman.
True.
He didn't want that.
Yeah. That is true.
But Boaz took note in it because his mama was a Gentile.
Is that why she said that she'll mar my inheritance?
It would mar my inheritance, yes. it would ruin my inheritance. But we'll talk about that. There's a whole lot of talk about it.
What would that have happened? We ain't gonna talk about it, but just tell me.
Yeah,
about the inheritance.
I can't redeem her. It would mar my inheritance. It would ruin my inheritance. Mm-hmm. So. But there's a whole lot.
It's real deep.
Yeah, that's deep.
That's something to look forward to.
That goes into a lot. Let's not go into that right now. We'll hit on it some other time. Kind of stay in this field right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the boys. You know.
And so she was, you know, she said, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Now watch verse 11. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto
a mother and father. Mm-hmm. I mean, they knew about everything that took place.
And the land of her nativity, mm-hmm. and art come to a people which thou knowest not heretofore. Mm-hmm. Now, who does that sound like?
I know that sound like Rahab. That was bringing back things in his mind, you know.
Who else does that sound like? Left the father, mm-hmm. our mother, the land of thy nativity, and I come to a people that thou knowest not.
Abraham. It sounds like Jesus.
Abraham. That's what Abraham did. Ruth did the same thing that Abraham did.
Yeah, that's true.
When we come to Jesus, we do the same things that he do.
Amen.
And his life is seen in ours, and it starts a healing process. Mm-hmm. Every time we win in life, they see a true representation of the Father.
Amen.
Towards his children. Every time we we all have, according to Ecclesiastes, everybody's faced with the same type of problems, to the point that Solomon said, what advantage does a wise man have to than the fool? Because the same event happens to everybody. All right, people in the world, they get sick, they die, they get divorced, they go out of business. Same thing happened to Christians. Same events. But the healing process, when you do things God's way, a healing process, people see you heal. From whatever happens, they see you bounce back. They see you, your life amends. You know, they know when you're doing right, and because it's right, it's different than when you're doing something out of false pretense. Mm-hmm. When you do what's right because it's right, that's the most outstanding life that you can live. And when you have problems and you seek the Lord and he shows you how to solve them, and after the whole thing is done, they see the victory of the Lord on your life. And when disaster happens, you don't fall apart, you go forward. Next thing you know, you're restored. Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit can guide you. And sometimes he'll guide you. He'll tell you of plots and schemes the enemy's doing, and you don't even go that route. You avoid it. But every time you heal in life, it represents Kesed of the Father in your life.
Yes.
And that's what Ruth was a very outstanding person to Boaz. And then he blessed her. He said, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust.
Whoa.
Now he valued her, whereas his other kinsmen didn't. He saw greatness when the other one didn't. And
he saw his getting Ruth would have been a loss to him. It's like Rahab said, that ribbed a lot of little issues around there, not just one. But Boaz is rehearsing here. Not just he's going to pay, but the Lord is going to repay her. He may use Boaz. Sometimes God do use people. Mm. But he was just letting her know God is going to repay you for what you... It seemed, in the natural, it seemed like Ruth had lost a lot. He was talking about she came from a land she grew up in, from birth, she was born in. She left mama, she left father. Mm-hmm. I mean, In the natural, it looked like she had a lot of loss.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
When you look at it natural, but boy, I said, God is going to repay you. You think you're getting paid.
That's right.
You ain't got paid. You think because you out here reaping in this field, you getting paid. Uh-huh. He said, that ain't the pay God going to give you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get little blessings, God throwing little blessings up, but that ain't—it's not over, honey. No. God got something great in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all hear me?
That's right. You are right.
Do you really hear what I'm saying? So this is what Boaz was trying to tell Ruth. It's more than just out here reaping in the field. She went from reaping to the field to owning the field.
Amen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow. That's true.
That's the way God blessed.
That is right.
That's the way God blessed. He had plenty. Sometimes you may be struggling and going through some little things. You hear me? Do y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. Hear me good.
Mm-hmm.
But when God repay.
Spirit and the truth.
Woo! When God repay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! He was just telling the reaping out here in this field, this not all of it. Don't just get your sight on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But God is going to repay you what you did.
Mm-hmm. She becomes queen of the manor.
Yes, she did.
You know what?
From reaping in the field
that's
to
right.
owning it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
God ain't through with us people.
No, of course not.
I don't care what you got. God that's is the, not through you, blessing you.
When your eye is single,
God is not through blessing you, sister.
You can look
God
like.
God is not through blessing you, sister. Do you have your hand up?
I was trying to.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we look to the Lord like that, just like Ruth did, just uh-huh. doing what's right because the Lord said, mm-hmm. it doesn't make your life look any more glorious than anybody else's. But mm-hmm. the door is an opportunity when the Lord. Give you something on the inside, you recognize it as valuable.
That's good. That's good.
And when that happens, and you, all right, when the Lord speaks, and you receive it, and you value it, mm-hmm. then you measure it bigger.
Mm.
And the way you measure it, it'll be brought back. Now we measure things according to our past, but as we continue, we start measuring the word in greater ways. Mm-hmm. And when that happens. We speak it. Whatever we believe, whatever we receive inside is coming out of our mouth. Mm-hmm. Now, when we speak it on purpose, you put a demand on your future.
Come on now.
When that happens.
That's good. That's powerful.
And you act on what the Holy Spirit has given you, and He anoints you. You receive rewards for being obedient. And it's going to work in your favor the next time.
Ooh, that's good. You know, I like what Boaz told.
She had her hand up.
You had your hand up.
Yeah.
The Lord says when a man finds himself a wife, Boaz recognized the wife's anointing in Ruth, whereas a kinsman did not.
Yeah.
An anointing was there.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't find herself a husband. Boaz found himself a wife.
That pool of anointing
in her, he saw it. He saw the gift for the other
hand.
That's right.
And you know what I want to bring out? Boaz said, the Lord repaid your work.
Uh-huh.
He said, what you did was work.
Uh-huh.
Leaving
yes.
there with the elderly lady.
That's true.
That couldn't do, he looked at it as work. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we look at our work as, you know, doing this or doing that. But when we take our time with the elderly, those that came to, that's work.
Mm-hmm.
He said, God's going to bless your works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. And when everything, when people are positioned in their purpose, they're positioned in their purpose and they have the anointing for it.
Uh-huh.
Some things can't happen until other people get in position too.
Amen.
Where I'm going with this is when the more people get in their position
uh-huh.
and they are anointed to do things,
mm-hmm.
they do a greater work together.
Mm-hmm.
So when as people stop traditionalizing their ministry but just yield to the Lord, it's going to take courage, it's going to take faith.
Yes.
In order to do this. But when you follow God that way, great things happen.
Amen.
Things that can't be imagined happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens easy.
Amen.
Now, we'll pick up that later. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
And I pray that you'll continue your work in us. Help us to do all that's in your heart, not leaving anything undone that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good.